The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Jeremy Townsend.
Do you currently have an attorney?
Yes.
When did you retain?
January 2022.
Prior to retaining an attorney, had you spoken with law enforcement?
Yes.
About the matters of this case?
Yes.
Had you spoken with them multiple times prior to retaining an attorney?
Yes.
Why did you retain an attorney?
When my name came out as part of this case, my wife and I felt that we would retain an attorney to help us through the process, help us understand the legal side of this.
You were willing to talk to law enforcement on multiple occasions before ever doing so?
Yes.
They responded to all requests to speak with them?
Yes.
Have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
And, first of all, what branch?
United States Army. Served from 1998 to 2003.
And why did you leave the military?
I was shot 3 times in Afghanistan and was almost killed, was medical retired out.
Where were you shot?
Through both my legs and one right through my side.
Now, do you know Lori Shaver?
I do.
How did you meet her?
I met her at one of the public parks.
And about when did you first meet her?
September 2015.
And what were you doing at the park?
I had my son there.
Are you married?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
16 years.
How old was your child?
About 5.
What was the kind of homework relationship that you worked with?
My wife works. I'm retired out of the military.
And when you met Miss Shaver at the park, did she have any of her children there?
She had her son.
Did you chat with her? Did you start some sort of relationship? What kind of developed from there?
She approached me and asked if it was okay if her son played with my son.
Do you see her at the courtroom here today?
I do.
Can you point her out and identify her by something that she's wearing?
She's wearing a black shirt with whites.
Which seat is she sitting?
Next to Mr. Wiggs.
And when you would communicate with her, was she calling Jeremy or was she calling something else?
Jay.
After that first time you met her at the park, did you see her again?
Yes.
And was that also at the park or was that at another location?
It was at the park.
At some point, did you all exchange phone numbers?
Yes.
And when approximately was that?
About the third time I met her.
Did you all exchange text messages and phone calls?
Text messages.
After starting to text back and forth, at some point did a physical relationship begin?
Yes.
About when did that?
First week of December 2015.
How often would you see her?
1 to 3 times a week.
And when of would these visits occur?
It would occur during her lunch break,
which
would
work at home?
Yes.
When you would go during the lunch break, were her kids there?
No.
Where was your son when you would go over to that house?
In school.
Did you ever go over to her residence and spend the night during this time frame?
No.
During any point in your relationship, did you spend the night over at her house?
No.
And we've discussed the fact that you were married at that time. Fair to say your wife did not know about these occurrences.
Objection, Judge. It's opinion, testimony, speculating about his wife's understanding and factual state of mind.
I'll raise, Judge.
Sorry, did you have knowledge of it? Did you know whether your wife knew or not?
My wife did not know.
You definitely didn't tell her.
No.
All right, overruled. Please move on.
Had you stayed out overnight and spent time away when your wife was around, that would raise suspicions. Is that fair?
Correct.
Sustained.
Were you trying to avoid raising your wife's suspicions?
Yes.
Did she tell you about her marital status?
Yes.
And what did she tell you?
That she was going through a divorce.
Did she tell you her husband's name?
Michael Shaver.
Did she tell you where he was?
She said that he had left with a friend in a vehicle.
When did that happen in relation to when you started this physical relationship with her?
When she told me that Michael had moved out, that was November 2015.
So the time frame that you started going to the house was after that?
It was the first week of December.
During the course of the affair, would you exchange text messages, phone calls, and photographs?
Yes.
And during this time frame, what was the status of your marriage?
My wife and I were not in a good place. We were kind of going back and forth if we were going to stay or get a divorce.
Was there ever a time that Lori Shaver expressed to you that she wanted you to leave your wife to be with her?
Yes.
And was that what you want?
No.
Did there ever come a time in February of 2016 where Lori Shaver was upset with you about your status with your wife and your refusal to leave the marriage?
Yes.
And during that time frame, were there text messages about that?
Yes.
Showing you what's been previously been marked for identification, for defense, CHQQ.
Yes.
And first of all, how do you recognize those text messages?
Lori sent those to me.
And does it include communications with you and her back and forth?
Yes.
Your Honor, at this time, the stage will move States Q2 into evidence of States
45, I believe.
Same objection, Jack.
Same objection. Okay, objection is overruled.
Go ahead and refer to the exhibit that you have there. First of all, there are a couple phone numbers on here. On that first page where it says receiver 352-431-01419, whose number was that?
I don't recognize it.
Okay. Well, what about 352-613-4100?
That's mine.
Oh, you recognize the messages from the content as being between you and Ms. Shaver?
Yes. Okay.
The first message that I want to draw your attention to is on the first page, February 23rd, 2016. Was that a message from Lori Shaver to you?
Yes.
Up top there in the white, this is the one at 10:17 p.m. What was the content of her message?
Why did you lie to me?
Okay.
That one?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead and read the whole thing.
Why did you lie to me about Saturday night?
And then moving on to the next page, 10:03:48 p.m., still February 23rd, 2016. What was the content of the message you received from Ms. Shaver there?
No wonder why you shaved your beard.
What about the first message, the 10:03:48 on the bottom?
Neighbors my ass.
And when she's talking about neighbors my ass and no wonder why you shaved your beard, what is she referring to there?
I had shaved my beard completely off. I had a little smaller beard, kind of like yours, and shaved it all off. And she was saying that her neighbors could vouch for the affair.
Okay. Going on to the next page, at 10:08:45 p.m. on the bottom in the gray, what is the message that she sends to you there?
Nice wedding ring. Thought you didn't wear that anymore.
What is she referring to there?
I had my wedding ring I had put back on, had a picture with my wife. It was posted on Facebook.
And did this cause arguments between you and Lori Shaver?
Yes.
And that was in late February of 2016?
Yes.
Sometime after that, did you learn that your wife found out about the affair?
Yes.
And how did that come about?
My wife contacted me April 12, 2016. She had received flowers.
And then did that expose the relationship between yourself and Lori Shaver to her?
Not at first, because she asked me who Mike was. Okay. And I did not know who a Mike was. Once she checked her Facebook and seen the messages from Mike, it started to come out.
And that was when?
April 2016.
At any point when you were over at the Shaver residence, was Michael Shaver there?
No.
At any point did you arrive on a scene where Michael Shaver had...
I say what?
At any point did you arrive at the Shaver residence or any other place where Michael Shaver had been shot?
No.
At any point were you involved with any sort of altercation with Michael Shaver?
No.
At any point did you shoot or injure Michael Shaver?
No.
At any point were you involved with disposing of the body of Michael Shaver?
No.
And after the affair was exposed, what happened with your relationship with Lori?
I cut it off.
Nothing further, Jeff.
Thank you. Mr. Wiggs?
Yes, please support.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to the original part of your testimony, Mr. Townsend. You represented... You had tension with the wife, and you broke up with her.
Didn't break up.
Well, you weren't seeing her, right? You were just sleeping with her?
With who?
Your wife.
Say it again?
You were still living in your marital residence, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you stated earlier y'all were having problems, the two of you, correct?
Yes.
So you guys are having problems... And you're cheating on your wife, correct?
Yes.
And at the same time, you said, but I don't want to end the relationship, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so you stated that you go over to Lori's about 1 to 3 times a week, correct?
Correct.
And what time would that be?
11 to 12.
Okay. Never any earlier, correct?
Correct.
In fact, you went over there more than 1 or 3 times a week, correct?
No.
In fact, you got Lori pregnant, did you not?
No.
You stated that you never spent the night there, correct?
Correct.
So, if anybody were to testify they saw you spending the night there, you know where that may be coming from? Somebody look like you, you know?
I would not know who... would say I'd stay the night there because I never stayed the night there.
You ever represent to Lori you'd protect her from Michael? That you were a military guy and had special training?
Not in that sense, no.
That you were in black ops?
No.
Okay. Your position, we've heard on your direct examination, that you met her in September of 2015, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Have you ever made a statement inconsistent with that?
Not that I'm aware.
Not that you're aware of. Okay. I'm going to show you your deposition. Page 5, beginning on line
11 through 12. I want you to read that to yourself.
What line?
11 through 12. Does that refresh your recollection?
Hang on. It just goes on to say how I met her.
Yeah. I asked you, have you made a statement inconsistent with that September of 2015 date? In fact, on line 11, you state, I met her in the park. I don't know when. I mean, it was a long time ago. Correct? That was your statement earlier in time, correct?
Correct.
Now, we're at trial years later, and you've got it pinpointed to a particular month and year, correct?
I don't have to pinpoint it.
You did. On your direct examination, you said September of 2015, correct?
As I went back.
Sir, did you not say on direct examination September 2015?
Correct.
Did you not? Earlier, you're telling me I don't remember when. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. In fact, you went to the house, spent Christmas with the Shavers. Did you not?
No.
If anybody were to take the stand and say otherwise, do you have any idea why they may be mistaken about that fact?
I was there before Christmas, but I did not go there and spend Christmas with the Shavers.
Well, how long were you before Christmas?
I was there the first 2 weeks. Kids got out of school for Christmas break, and I was home with my family.
Okay. So how long did you spend during that time period around Christmas with the Shavers?
The first 2 weeks of December of 2015.
Ever go shopping with the Shavers?
No.
Since Lori, you went back to your wife.
I didn't leave my wife.
Well, you were over there with Miss Shaver having an affair, were you not?
Correct.
I wouldn't say that's gainfully spending time with your wife, is it, sir?
No.
And when you went back to your wife, is it not a fact you continued to follow Lori?
No.
Never met her in a store?
No.
Never pulled up to her next to the light?
No.
Never drove by her house?
No.
So you testified you were in the military, I think, between 1999 through 2003, correct?
1998.
98, okay. And 2003, correct?
Correct.
And you suffered this injury, mm-hmm. correct? Have you worked at all since then, nursery?
I did work.
Okay. And you're receiving government aid and assistance, correct?
Yes.
Did you tell the government about that? You're working? Relevance?
Overruled. Answer the question, please.
Did you tell the government about that?
I didn't have a retirement at that time when I first got out.
Okay. So when you got retirement later, then you became more ill or something?
Yes.
Okay. Are you working today?
No.
I'd asked you earlier if you were in special ops or a sniper, I believe, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you ever represent anybody that you were?
Not that I'm aware.
Okay. I'm going to show you your deposition. Page 8, line 25.
I want you to read that for yourself. My question again, did you ever make a representation to anybody that you were in special ops?
Reading your deposition, does that refresh you?
It states that I didn't...
Sir, can I answer that question? Does that refresh your recollection?
Your Honor, he was trying to answer the question.
No, I asked him if that refreshed his recollection.
Please re-ask the question and please answer directly.
You read your answer, correct?
Correct. It says
my question to you is just this. Did that refresh your recollection whether or not you ever made that representation?
And I stated it says I didn't.
You represented... No, I said to anybody, that I don't know. That I don't know, correct? Were you going around telling people, Mr. Townsend, you'd been special ops?
I was not saying I was special ops.
Okay. Did you ever tell Lori again that you'd protect her from Michael?
No.
Okay. You had discussed with Lori about getting a divorce, correct?
I said me and my wife were in a bad spot, and we had talked about a divorce.
Now, Lori wouldn't be satisfied with that explanation, would she? She'd want a little more from you than that, correct?
Correct.
So you had to broach this topic, make some representation that you guys were going to be an item in some fashion, correct?
No.
Okay. Lori was content with you saying, well, I'm going to stay with the wife. I'm just over here having some fun.
The agreement in the beginning was...
Sir, is that what the relationship was?
Your Honor, just to let him answer this question.
No, not the question when I'm asking the judge.
Can we approach?
Come on up for a sidebar, please. Thank you.
Mr. Townsend, you were describing the relationship you had with Lori. You're having this affair with her, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Tell us about this relationship. What your understanding was with Lori Shaver.
They're supposed to be friends with benefits, no strings attached.
Friends with benefits. Okay. And yet you're still contemplating a divorce at that time, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so there was a discussion.
A discussion about what?
Now, your position is you had no knowledge of Michael Shaver being shot, correct?
Correct.
Okay, you weren't in the house, correct?
Correct.
Now, you knew the Shaver children, correct?
I didn't know them, like, on a personal basis. I knew she had children. I only seen them a handful of times.
Okay, a handful of times. You're there 2-3 times a week, okay?
The kids are in school.
Now, you're there at their Christmas break, correct?
The kids were not there. They're in school.
Okay, during their Christmas break.
I wasn't there during Christmas break.
When was Michael shot?
I don't know that.
Okay. Did you ever make a statement indicating to the contrary? I'm going to show you your deposition again, sir.
I know what I told you.
Yes, sir.
Page 16. I want you to read lines 3-7 to yourself.
Yeah.
Finish?
Mm-hmm.
Your position was, I have no evidence that I was nowhere near during the time frame or whatever happened to Michael. So now you're saying, I don't know when he was shot, but I know I wasn't around there during that time frame.
Correct.
Right? So you're saying, I don't know when this man shot, but you can't pin it on me.
But if you read farther, I said that...
Is that what you just said?
Your Honor, objection. I'm trying to answer the question.
No, you can rehabilitate your own witness.
All right, and Mr. Wiggs is correct. So please answer the question directly. That's once the question's asked, answer it directly, and then move on. Thank you.
Right. So you don't know when he was killed, but you're saying you can't pin it on me. I was nowhere around. Without knowledge when he was killed. Correct, sir? That's what you stated in your deposition.
No, it's not.
I just read it to you. You just read it yourself.
But like I said, if you read further...
Sir, that's what you said, right?
Your Honor, can we approach with the transcript?
Sidebar, please.
Did the state advise you of a date that Michael Shaver was shot?
No.
Mr. Townsend, did you get a tattoo in 2016?
No, I did not.
Do you have any tattoos at all?
I do.
Okay, would you describe them?
It's an Indian dress chief with a compass and a map. Roses.
Do you have roses? Tell me about that one.
The roses are in the tattoo.
Okay, what's the full tattoo?
I just described it.
Pardon me, speak up.
I just described it.
He said it's roses and a tattoo. What's the full tattoo?
It's an Indian chief with a map and a compass.
Okay. Did you see Miss Shaver at the store in 2016 approach her to show her your new tattoo?
No.
Okay. You never did that, correct?
No.
Mr. Townsend, your family own any property
in Silver Springs area?
No.
Okay, do you have parents in Ocala?
No.
Okay, you have any parents in the state of Florida?
Yes, I do.
Where do they reside?
Crystal River.
Crystal River, okay. They own any land?
That their house is on.
Yeah, how much land?
5 acres.
Okay, all right, that's all I have. Thank you, Judge.
All right, thank you. State?
Getting back to the whether or not you made a prior inconsistent statement about knowing when Michael Shaver was killed. Let me show you your deposition transcript. And can you just go ahead and...
Judge, that's improper.
Sustained, please ask the question. If the question isn't asked properly, then you can approach the witness with the deposition. Please inquire.
In that deposition, tell Mr. Wiggs repeatedly that you do not know when Michael Shaver was killed.
Correct.
And that statement that Mr. Wiggs was reading about, I have evidence that I was nowhere near during the time frame or whatever happened to Michael Shaver, did you say at least 4 times after that you did not know when he was shot?
Correct.
As far as September, your memory about the when you first met Ms. Shaver at deposition, you said you didn't remember, and today you said that you first met her in the park in September of 2015. So what happened in between the deposition and today that helped with your memory?
Went back through all the old text messages to refresh my memory, because this is going on almost 10 years ago. I don't remember everything I did during that period of time. So to refresh myself, if I was asked that question, I would know how to answer it. So I went back through all the old text messages and figured out when I seen Ms. Shaver.
Nothing further.
All right, thank you. Mr. Wiggs?
Nothing further. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. Please call your next witness.
State calls, recalls Detective Jared Strickland. All right, Detective, can you just reintroduce yourself to the jury?
Sure. Good morning. Corporal Jared Strickland with the Lake County Sheriff's Office.
Now, going back, talking more about the Facebook records that you analyzed.
Sure.
As a quick reminder, how many different IP addresses were shared with the Michael Shaver account and the Lori Shaver account over that two-year period that you analyzed?
There were 13 IP addresses between the two.
Looking at Lori Shaver's Facebook records first, shortly after Mike Shaver's disappearance in November of 2015, was there record activity showing Lori Shaver basically returning on to Facebook or becoming active on Facebook again?
Yes, there was.
And specifically, what indicated that? When you
there was a photo of her that was posted, a selfie that she took of herself. And the comments that were on that photo were essentially saying things like, welcome back, it's been a while, happy to see you back.
The state is showing defense what has been previously embarked for identification of state's RR. Witness state's RR, do you recognize that exhibit?
Yes, I do.
And what is that exhibit?
This is a selfie photo of Lori Shaver.
Is that the one that we just discussed?
Yes, it is.
And was that taken from the actual Lori Shaver Facebook records that are already in evidence?
Yes, it was.
Your Honor, at this time, the state moves states RR into evidence. It states 46.
Any object on 9.401 and the objections as raised in our motion to exclude digital data.
All right. Objections overruled.
What was the date of this selfie post and the comments about the year back?
November 11th, 2015.
Now, on November 11th, 2015, did she make another post?
Yes, she did.
The witness states SS. Is this the status that you referred to?
Yes, it is.
And is that taken from the Lori Shaver Facebook records that are already in evidence?
Yes, it was.
The state would move states 40 SS in evidence to state 47.
Any objection?
Same objection, Judge.
All right, objections overruled.
Go ahead. And can you go ahead and read that status?
Of course. Sending a huge thank you for those who've served our country, my dad, grandfathers, and to my brave, loving man. Can't get any braver than those men and women. So much respect.
In the course of the investigation, was there ever any indication that her husband, Michael Shaver, was in the military?
No.
Was there ever any indication that her boyfriend at this time, Jeremy Townsend, was in the military?
Yes.
And what is the significance of November 11, 2015?
It's Veterans Day.
Over the next couple of months, did she post anything on Facebook regarding her workouts or physical activity?
Yes, she did.
Showing defense what has been previously marked for identification as states TTUU and BV. Showing witness states TT for identification. You recognize that post, TT
yep.
Specifically.
Yeah,
I do. What is that post?
The photo of Lori Shaver on a, it looks like a weight bench.
And it was that from her Facebook records that were previously entered into evidence?
Yes, it was.
And states UU, what is that?
Also a selfie photo of Lori Shaver in a vehicle wearing workout clothes.
And does it reference in the content of that going, having something to do with workout without reading what it is?
Yes, it does.
And what about states VV?
It's a photo of a workout machine in a barn or a shed.
Now, are all three of those from the Lori Schaefer Facebook records that we've been talking about and are previously in evidence?
Yes, it was.
This time, Your Honor, the state removed states TT, evidence is 48, UU, into evidence is 49, and VV, into evidence is states 50.
Any objection? Objections are overruled as to the three exhibits.
Very quickly, before we move on to publishing those photos, I do want to go back to the activity from November 11th, 2015. Based on review of the IP logs, was there any other activity other than posting photos or status updates associated with that date?
Yes.
And what was that?
Michael Schaefer's activity also, I believe.
Was there anything on Lori Schaefer's IP logs and that is already in evidence that refers to her changing her Facebook profile name?
Yes, her name was changed.
I'm going ahead and publishing states 47, previously marked as TT. Is this the workout picture that you referenced?
Yes.
And can you go ahead and read the post associated with that?
Slowly getting back into the weights and was happy to see these muscles come back alive today. Smile through the pain.
49. What was the status posted there?
Mentally preparing myself for leg day with the most awesome personal trainer. Not gonna lie, I'm a bit scared. It's a love-hate relationship. She makes me swear, LOL, and I don't do that often.
What date was that posted?
January 2nd, 2016.
And finally, the table machine, when was that
posted? May 14th, 2016.
Also contained in the Lori Schaefer Facebook records was there photographs and other posts associated with her engagement to Travis Filmer?
Yes.
Was there also photographs associated with the ceremony that occurred on December 31st, 2016 between herself and Mr. Filmer?
Yes.
Showing the fence what has been previously been marked as states SSS for identification. You recognize that post?
Yes, I do.
And is that post from the Lori Schaefer Facebook records that is already in evidence?
Yes, it is.
And first of all, can you read the date that this was posted?
August 12th, 2016.
Was there any sort of message that was associated with these photographs that were posted?
Yes, there was.
And what was that?
God has gifted us with a great blessing, that of bringing us together. We are excited to now publicly announce we are engaged. We have appreciated all the love and excitement from our close friends and family. We are so blessed. I'm going to be a Filmer.
And what date was that?
That was August 12th, 2016.
Were there also posts associated with the installation of the fire pit and ultimate cement slab?
Yes.
I'm showing you what has been previously been marked as states WW, show to the fence. You recognize that post and series of photographs?
Yes, I do.
And were those taken from the Lori Schaefer Facebook records that are already in evidence?
Yes, it was.
Your Honor, this time the states move states WW into evidence and states 52.
Any objection?
Same objection, Jack.
Objection's overruled.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
First of all, can you say the date that this was posted?
March 24th, 2016.
And what is the content of the post?
Newest project. Built this fire pit today. Cut a portion of the fence for straight access from back porch and now just need to pour in concrete, put in a new gate, and figure out seating. Going to be a great summer.
Go ahead and look at the final photo in there. Do you recognize the children in that?
Yes, I do.
And who are they?
Those are Mike and Lori Schaefer's children.
Thank you very much. She referenced pouring a concrete slab. Were there later posts on her Facebook profile about purchasing some concrete?
Yes, there was.
I'm going to go ahead and show you state XX, show defense. Do you recognize this post?
Yes, I do.
Is that related to the purchase of concrete from Lori Shaver's Facebook profile already in evidence?
Yes, it is.
Your Honor, this time the state moves states XX into evidence at states 53.
Any objection?
Same objection.
All right, sir. Objections overruled.
What date is this posted?
April 28th, 2016.
And what is the content of the post?
It was originally a photo of bags of cement in the back of a truck.
Did Lori Shaver comment on that?
There are comments, yes.
But did Lori Shaver comment on that?
Yes.
Or what did she say?
Somebody asked what it was. She said, cement. It's going in the area around the fire pit I built, going to make a seating area. Somebody else asked, how on earth would you mix and pour that? Don't you need a huge machine? Good luck. Can't wait to see. Lori Lee Shaver, filmer, posted, nope, a wheelbarrow will do, and you mix with muscles, LMAO.
In the course of your investigation, did you also find evidence of a subsequent purchase of more concrete?
Yes.
Showing the defense what has been previously marked as states YY. Direct your attention to states 54.
These are records that we obtained from Lowe's.
And is there a receipt showing purchase of concrete by Lori Shaver within those records?
Yes, there is.
Associated with your search for records about purchase of concrete, did you also look into whether or not any cement-related equipment had been rented by either Lori Shaver or Travis Filmer from any of the other home improvement stores?
Yes, I did.
And did you find any evidence?
I did. It was a concrete mixer that was rented from Home Depot by Travis Filmer.
After that cement mixer rental and this cement purchase, was there photos on Facebook correlating with the cement slab around this time?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and show you what has been previously been marked for identification. It states ZZ. Do you recognize this exhibit?
Yes, I do.
And that a post from Lori Shaver's Facebook that is all that we've been talking about already in evidence?
Yes, it is.
All right, this time the state moves states ZZ into evidence as states 55.
Any objection?
Same objection, Judge.
Objections overruled.
What is the date of the series of photographs for this post?
September 19th, 2016.
And the second photograph here. What is being depicted in the photo itself?
The fire pit is visible behind the young girl.
And that ultimately is the cement slab that was covering Mike Shaver's body?
That's correct.
All right, I want to move on to some discussion of the records from Michael Shaver's Facebook account again. Now, this photo showing the installation of the cement slab, what date was that?
September 19th, 2016.
Did you find activity on Michael Shaver's Facebook after September 19th, 2016?
Yes, I did.
Showing defense, showing the witness was already in evidence, States Exhibit 11. What is States Exhibit 11?
It's a photo of Mike Shaver.
And specifically, this a photo from Michael Shaver's Facebook records?
Yes, it is.
As what would Facebook categorize this photo as?
This was a profile picture.
And when was this particular photo posted onto the Mike Shaver Facebook account?
March 8th, 2017.
So about 6 months after that post about the cement slab?
Yes.
Were there other profile pictures posted on Michael Shaver's Facebook profile after the cement slab was poured in September 2016?
Yes, there were.
I'm showing you what was identified as entered into evidence at states 12. When was that profile picture uploaded onto Michael Shaver's Facebook account?
January 2nd, 2018.
When you viewed this picture, did it seem unusual?
It did.
And why was that?
It does not depict Michael Shaver anywhere in it.
So did you do any research into this photograph?
I did.
What did you utilize in order to research this photograph?
Sure. So I used what's called a reverse image search. So we can, anybody can do it. You can save an image to your computer, in this case, this image, and you go to Google and click on a little icon that looks like either a camera or a photo, and you can put that photo in to Google search, and Google will search all of the internet to see if that photo has ever been posted anywhere else.
And did you find indications of when and where this photo was posted?
Yes, I did.
And what was it?
This photo was posted on a Bloody Mary Mix company's Instagram page called, I believe it was Redneck Sportsman's Juice.
I'm showing this fence has been previously been marked as states BBB for identification. Do you recognize states BBB?
Yes, I do.
Is that cover photo taken from the Michael Shaver Facebook profile that is already in evidence?
Yes, it is.
Your Honor, this time the state would move states BBB into evidence as states number
56.
56.
Same objection.
All right. Objections overruled.
What date was this cover photo published?
November 14th, 2017.
So almost 2 years from his disappearance.
That's correct.
Did you look at the IP log history associated with Michael Shaver and Lori Shaver's Facebook in and around the time that this was posted?
Sure.
What activity in and around the date and time of this cover photo posted appeared on Michael Shaver's Facebook?
On November 14th, 2017, the IP addresses are the same. Mike Shaver's account was a login activity that was done at 1558 for a date of time. Lori Shaver's account on the same day at 1559 Universal for a date and time, and it was also a login.
So within 2 minutes of each other?
That's correct.
Prior to Michael Shaver's disappearance, what was the general content of his Facebook posts?
Mike Shaver's Facebook activity was primarily focused on airplanes.
Did he post pictures of himself, his friends, airplanes, things related to that?
Yes.
Now, prior to his disappearance in November 2015, did Michael Shaver's Facebook show a lot of meme posts?
Only one that I can recall.
And after his disappearance in November of 2015, did that change?
It did.
I'm showing that's what has been previously marked as states CCC for identification. Showing the witness states CCC for identification. What is that?
The meme that was posted to Mike Shaver's Facebook account.
And that's a basically one page from the 3,000 pages that's already in evidence.
That's correct.
Your Honor, the state moves states CCC into evidence at states 57.
Any objection?
Same objection.
Objections overrules.
First of all, what was the date of this post?
January 5th, 2016.
And what is the content of the meme itself? What did it say?
Don't take a good woman for granted. Someday, someone will come along and appreciate what you didn't.
Now, did you look at the Facebook activity as far as the IP logs associated with Michael Shaver's Facebook and Lori Shaver's Facebook for that day?
Yes, I did.
Does that appear on the summary, page 9?
Yes, it does.
Sorry. And what was the activity related to this post on Michael Shaver's Facebook compared to Lori Shaver's Facebook?
Mike Shaver's account uploaded a photo. Lori Shaver's account updated or uploaded a photo.
And what were the times of those?
Mike Shaver's was at 1605 Universal Coordinated Time. Lori's was at 208 Universal Coordinated Time.
But sharing the same IP address?
Correct.
State is showing defense what has been previously been marked as states DDD. Showing witness states DDD. Do you recognize that exhibit?
Yes, I do.
And what is that exhibit?
Also, a meme was posted to Mike Shaver's Facebook account.
Is that from the same Facebook records that we've been talking about?
Yes, it is.
State moves states DDD into evidence at stage 58.
Any objection?
Objection.
All right, objections overruled.
First of all, when was this posted?
January 18th, 2016.
And can you go ahead and just read the content of the meme itself?
Some people need to mind their own business. Hashtag get a life.
Was there activity on the same IP address from Michael Shaver and Lori Shaver's Facebook accounts on that day?
Yes, there was.
And can you go ahead and tell the jury, first of all, when the activity was on Michael Shaver's account?
January 18th, 2016, 3:35 Universal Coordinated Time, the photo was uploaded. January 18th, 2016, 15:21 Universal Coordinated Time, photo was uploaded to Lori Shaver's.
Now, switching back to Lori Shaver's Facebook, what types of things would be posted on Lori Shaver's account?
She would publish photos and also memes.
Based on the sheer volume of the records, it's fair to say that account was posted to much more frequently?
That's correct. Okay.
And the large number of pictures of herself, family, kids, things of that nature?
Yes.
But did she also post memes quite often?
She did.
I'm showing you what's been previously been marked. It states EEE, showing to the defense first. Showing witness states EEE. Do you recognize that?
I do.
And is that a post from the Lori Shaver Facebook records that is already in evidence?
Yes, it is.
All right, this time the state moves states 58 into evidence. It states 59.
Same objection.
All right, so states E, over defense's objection, states EEE will be entered into evidence of states number 59.
First of all, when was this posted?
January 8th, 2016.
And what is the content of the post itself?
The photo says, sometimes you just have to turn around, give a little smile, throw the match, and burn that bridge.
Now, going down further on that same page, is there a reference to the next post?
There is.
And what is the reference to the next post that appears on you?
Awesome day, getting dirty.
And what date and time was that post?
January 8, 2016, at 0018 Universal Coordinated Time.
And on the following page of the Facebook records, is there a photograph that's associated with that post?
Yes, there is.
I'm showing the defense what has been previously been marked. It states FFF for identification. You recognize states FFF for identification?
Yes, I do.
And what is that?
A photo of Lori Shaver with mud on her shirt.
And is that the next page in the Facebook records that we've been discussing?
Yes, it is.
All right, this time the state moves states FFF into evidence. It states 60.
Any objection? Objection is overruled.
Now, during your review of the Facebook records of Michael Shaver, specifically referring to the photographs that were sent through Michael Shaver's Facebook account to Vanessa Thompson, did you find evidence of photographs contained within there associated with this photo?
Yes, I did.
I'm showing the defense what has been previously been marked as states GGG for identification. Showing the witness states GGG. Do you recognize those photographs?
Yes, I do.
And where were those photographs from?
These were from, I believe these were from Lori's Facebook. Or were these from Michael's Facebook and the images?
Are those from Michael Shaver's Facebook, the images sent to Vanessa Townsend?
They are the images that were sent to Vanessa Townsend.
Your Honor, this time the state moves states GGG and evidence that states 61.
Same objection, Judge.
Objection is overruled.
So the photographs on the left and right are from the photo sent to Vanessa Townsend, and the photo in the middle is the picture from Lori Shaver's Facebook profile?
That's correct.
Returning to Michael Shaver's Facebook, as you were going through, other than that photo from the bar, were there other photos, was there another photo that drew some suspicion from you?
Yes, there was.
I'm showing defense what has been previously been marked as states III. Is that the photo that you found suspicious from the Michael Shaver Facebook account?
Yes, it is.
Your Honor, this time the state moves states III into evidence of states number 62.
Any objection, Mr. Wiggs?
Same objection, Judge.
All right. Objections.
Is that the photo that we were referring to on the left-hand side?
Yes.
And first of all, why was that suspicious to
you? It, like some of the others also, did not depict Michael Shaver.
All right. And when you had your suspicions, what did you do to look into it?
A reverse Google image search.
Using the same process that you talked about from the bar photograph?
That's correct.
And what did you learn when you did that?
This photo is not original. It's been shared on the internet numerous times.
Was there any other related information that you got from Facebook associated with this post?
Yes, it was.
And what is that?
This photo was uploaded along with a check-in location.
What is a check-in location?
So Facebook gives users the ability to let people know where they are. Whenever they go to the app, they can check in and basically tell people that they are at a specific location.
Now, do you actually have to physically be at that location in order to have do a Facebook check-in?
You do not.
Was there information on the IP logs associated with this photograph and the summary?
Yes, there was.
And can you indicate, first of all, is 53 and 54 of that summary?
July 25th, there's the IP address along with another IP address that was also used in the same time frame. Mike Shaver's account with a login, and then also an action photo upload.
And was there activity on Lori Shaver's Facebook utilizing the same IP address?
Yes, there was a password change.
And what is the time, first of all, the time of the Michael Shaver Facebook profile associated with this check-in in the middle of Lake Okeechobee?
Mike Shaver's account was on 7/25/2016 at 13:10 Universal Coordinated Time. The password change on Lori's account was the same date at 13:04 Universal Coordinated Time.
So within 6 minutes, both of these accounts are utilizing the same IP address.
That's correct.
Now, as you were going through Michael Shaver's Facebook profile and focusing on the messages and screenshots of text messages sent from Michael Shaver's Facebook to Vanessa Townsend, did you find screen captures of text messages between Jeremy Townsend and Lori Shaver where they were appeared to be in some sort of partnership?
Yes, they did.
What was the time frame of these text messages?
February 23rd, 2016.
And taking that information, did you then look at the messages sent from the Michael Shaver Facebook account, the first message that was sent to Vanessa Townsend, basically indicating that that person with that account wanted to speak to Vanessa?
Yes.
Going ahead and pulling up that portion of the records, when was that attempt to reach out to Vanessa done?
February 25th, 2016.
Going to go ahead and get away from Facebook now. We're going to move to financial records. Talked about getting the records for Lori Shaver's bank accounts and checking accounts. We also obtained the information for Michael Shaver's bank accounts.
Yes, I did.
Showing you what's been previously marked, states JJJ, are any of those records?
Yes, they are.
All right, this time the state move states JJJ into evidence with cert showing to defense.
Yeah. Judge, the same objection as to relevance, probative value, and authentication, as we say.
All right, the objections are overruled.
Now, what time frame of records were obtained?
The records began summer of 2014 until March 2016.
Now, prior to his disappearance in November of 2015, what kind of activity appeared on his financial records, bank records?
What I refer to as financial transactions indicative of normal everyday life.
What do you mean by that?
Physical locations in stores, retail establishments, restaurants, consistent paychecks, paying the utilities and bills.
And the time frame that we have published here on pages 69 and 71 of the bank records What time frame are we talking about?
October 28th, 2015 through December 24th, 2015.
Correct. After basic time frame that he no-called, no-showed from work in November 10th of 2015, what types of transactions appear on those records?
The transactions are the purchases at least are no longer consistent with in-store purchases.
Okay. What types of transactions do we have?
Purchases online as well as ATM withdrawals.
And the ATM withdrawals, do they indicate where those were from?
They do.
And where were they?
Claremont and Disney.
Okay, so nothing from Georgia?
Nothing from Georgia.
In other investigations, have you been able to go through and try to get video from ATMs and things of that nature?
Yes, I have.
Do they retain that video forever?
They do not.
When this case came to your attention, had video from ATMs expired due to the 3 years that had been before the body was even discovered?
Yes, ATM video is typically only held between 30 and 90 days.
And the online purchases, what were those?
There were two online purchases to Wish.com.
And what was the other online?
The other online purchases were for Walmart.com.
Are there any deposits associated with this?
There is.
And what was that?
On December 14th, there was an ATM check deposit at the Citrus Tower Boulevard, assuming Chase in Claremont, for $2,539.
That amount, is that consistent with other financial records that were obtained in this case?
Yes, it was.
And what was that?
We received a copy of this check from Mariner Finance, payable to Michael Shaver for $2,539.
And is that the same check that is referenced there in States 29?
Yes, it is.
After that check was deposited, what were the next transactions? And just go ahead and read the dates and what they were and the amounts.
The check was deposited on December 14th. On posting date December 14th, there was a $100 withdrawal in Disney. On December 14th, there was a $200 cash withdrawal from the Citrus Tower in Claremont. On December 18th, there was another ATM withdrawal for $500, also from Citrus Tower Boulevard in Claremont. On December 21st, there was a withdrawal in Groveland for $400. On December 21st, an ATM withdrawal for $500 from Citrus Tower. On December 23rd, another ATM withdrawal from Citrus Tower for $500.
Now, moving on to page 71, is this the page that references the transaction with Walmart.com?
Yes, it is.
And can you go ahead and just point to it and say the date and what that transaction was?
December 23rd, card purchase. The transaction date that's listed in the description of the transaction is 22nd, Walmart.com, $397.16.
And did you do research with Walmart, or basically what was purchased and where that was sent?
Yes, I did.
I'm showing you what's been previously been marked as states, well, showing defense was previously been marked as states LLL for identification. Showing the witness states LLL for identification. Do you recognize that doctor?
Yes, I do.
And are those the records that you received from Walmart?
Yes, they are.
All right, this time the state moves states LLL.
Any objection?
Judge, same objections.
Objections overruled.
Now there's two documents on this CD. I'll pull up first one first. Go on here, what information is contained in this first page records?
This is the order summary for the Walmart purchase that was made.
Right. And first of all, who is showing from the Walmart records as the purchaser?
Lori Shaver.
And where does it show that this purchase was delivered?
Right here, as well as right here.
And here at the bottom, what is indicated here as far as the actual purchase itself?
These are the purchase amounts as well as the date and time.
And is the purchase amount located on the bottom here consistent with what was from the Mike Shaver bank record? And that also indicates how it was paid?
Yes.
And is that associated with his credit card?
Correct.
Going on to the other pages include billing information, other things associated with the Walmart.com transactions.
Yes, it is.
And once again, who is shown as the purchaser?
Dory Chamber.
Include information about other purchases.
These are the items that were purchased.
And what was the types of items that were purchased?
From looking at them with the close proximity to Christmas, I believe that they were Christmas gifts.
Looking at Michael Shaver's bank records, was there any activity whatsoever past December 15th, 2015?
No, there was not.
I'd rather say that no further questions at this time.
All right, Mr. Wiggs.
All the data that you entered in, all that that's been discussed so far, does any of it mention something?
I will repeat what I said yesterday. When
does it, yes or no? Does it mention a homicide?
The word homicide does not appear in those records.
Correct. Okay. Does any of the records that you've introduced, do they discuss aiding and assisting somebody from being detected?
To repeat what I said yesterday.
Anything about preventing somebody from being detected?
Not as you've quoted.
Now, you've spoken about financial records. You've shown photographs of Lori with Bodonna, correct?
With what?
Bodonna shirt or some.
Yes.
Did you go through the financial records, for instance, and link that for any particular purpose?
Which part?
Well, the mud on the shirt.
Yes, I did.
Okay. What's the mud represent?
The mud was the day that her and Jeremy went to Revolution Off-Road on State Road 33 in Groveland.
Did you suggest that to the jury? Direct examination?
There were purchases made.
Did you suggest that on direct examination?
That wasn't asked.
Right, that wasn't asked. Okay. That fact was not any implication that she had dug a grave or ferried Michael Shaver, correct?
No, sir.
Now, you talked about or you showed images of Lori working out. Okay. Any of the Facebook data that you look at indicate her being involved with Beachbody sales?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Any of it indicate, did you look through each and every document indicating why she may be working out?
Seems like she enjoyed it.
Yeah. A lot of people like to work out.
Sure.
Doesn't suggest necessarily they're planning a homicide, does it?
To repeat what I said yesterday?
Sir, does it necessarily imply somebody's planning a murder?
No, it does not.
You talked about this Facebook account being accessed and that Facebook account and it being Lori and Michael's, correct?
Yes.
Okay. More than one person could have accessed that account, correct?
Sure.
More than Lori Shaver, correct?
Sure.
If anybody was in the house, Jeremy Townsend, no, he testified he would be in the house, he may have been able to access this account, correct?
Theoretically.
And there's been no link up testimony between the IP, the physical residence, and any device, correct?
Incorrect.
Okay. Didn't you testify yesterday that these IP addresses expire over time? Was that your testimony?
Not that they expire every time. No, my testimony yesterday was that those records were only held by CenturyLink for a rolling 12 months.
And that there's no preservation of the IP address for a period of time.
Not for CenturyLink.
Correct. Facebook, do they interminably keep the IP addresses?
They do.
In perpetuity?
They do.
Okay. Do any of the records that you've spoken about show causation of a homicide?
To repeat what I said yesterday.
Or I'm not asking you to repeat what you said yesterday. Do any of them show and reveal causation of a homicide?
Define causation.
The manner of.
Those records did not know.
Right. You mentioned about banking records. Lori Shaver's not on trial for bank fraud or any such charge like that, is she?
No, she's not.
You've mentioned memes that were posted, correct?
I did.
And one was introduced, and it said, I think, something like,
Sometimes you have to burn the house down and move on. Correct?
The bridge.
Okay, move on. Okay. That's an expression, correct?
It is.
Did you find any bridge burnt down or anything like that that was relevant?
An actual literal bridge, sir? No, sir, I did not.
And these memes that you've testified to or have been presented are just standard phraseology, correct? This isn't a personal thing somebody's created necessarily.
Well, they can be.
Do you know who created these?
I do not. I didn't look into that.
Okay. You do these searches where you can look at photos and see if they're posted anywhere else.
Sure.
You know if Lori Shaver created that meme, any single meme?
I do not.
Correct. And going back to all the records that you've spoken about that have been just ushered into evidence at this stage, you're unable to account for any specific number of images to say, this definitely came from Lori, this came from this person, this came from this person. Correct?
I don't believe so.
One moment, please, Judge.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Redirect.
When you're referencing Facebook maintaining IP records in perpetuity, is that how you were able to get the information from Facebook and create where that summary was created from?
That's where those records came from. I have no idea what their retention period is.
Or at least the period of time that you asked for, they were able to give you the IP addresses associated with all of those posts.
Yes, they were.
And now CenturyLink and who would be the one that might know or would know who the physical address was attached to those different IP addresses, they have nothing to do with Facebook and vice versa.
That is correct.
Nothing further, Joe.
Okay. Just on this IP issue, just for clarity, Facebook may hold the IP, but that IP is not linkable to a physical address over time.
Objection. Not with the Facebook.
Overruled. You may answer.
Not with the Facebook records.
Correct.
All right, and may the witness be released from his subpoena.
He is subject to recall, but he can step down today.
All right, sir. You may step down from the witness stand. You're subject to recall. Please be available. Thank you, sir. Okay. And your next witness.
Your Honor, at this time, the state of Florida rests its case against Lori Shaver.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.